where the problem area lies. People think it lies in taking too much. It lies lying too little. Because if you take too little, you can resist it. You can struggle with it. And then it can turn into a real mess because you're afraid of it. And you actually have the power to some degree to resist it. What you want to do is take sufficiently enough that there's no escape, and that the transition from ordinary reality to fully loaded is as quick as possible, because the growing up is somewhat terrifying. There's about a 25-minute period where all your only job is to hang on. It builds. It's like watching an atomic explosion on the other side of 50 feet of absolutely crystal glass. You can't believe what's happening.
Quote unquote.
In my. And then after about an hour or 40 minutes of that, it becomes more memorable. You are pretty coherent. But I'm losing it. A lot of it does not transcribe in the short term. The most mind-boggling parts of it are just not possible to bring out.
Because language fades.
Because English, there are no words. There are no words even close. And then sometimes you'll bring out an image or a metaphor about 5 hours of Now, this question about future, which is a real question, because when everything begins to slide and you are not in touch, it's more than most people have done in this space. They have heard it, they've read the book, they think there's a past. They don't understand. It's really going to happen. It's really going to happen to you. And there's a tendency to clutch or to try and resist it. The thing to do in those situations is not to assume the fetal position. What you might and I can do is assume the fetal position and tell yourself, oh my God, this is the most appalling thing that's ever happened to me. If I can just live through the real life I've taken this crap, if I can just live through, how long did they say it would be? 7 hours, that would be nice. It's 5 and 2 minutes. If I can just, you know, the thing to do is to sit up and to think.